A week solidarity Bricky team listener when the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review held a workforce summit Wednesday to sort out the common problem restraining the economy and therefore attacking the common good, lazy, avaricious workers. Thus, all workforce participants were represented, from caring employers to the caring business class to bosses to bosses to the caring business class to caring employers, eliminating any need for the cause of all their troubles, the lazy, avaricious workers, to be represented by other than the caring business class, because they are quite capable of representing the ingrates. Indeed, know far, far better than their ignorant workforce what's good for their ignorant workforce. Although, in order to give it a little credibility, we might have thought they'd invite a token union official. We're not asking them to have a common worker in their midst, for God's sake, but say a shopping the Workers Association official, but no, manon. The workers were represented by the great corporates, and we discovered lazy, avaricious workers are so lazy and so avaricious that we must import good workers happy to do an unfair day's work for an unfair day's pay. And the socialist government is a barrier to this important advance. Restrictive barriers like expecting them to be paid. And no less a fighter for the rights of workers, our very own corporate icon, BHP, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, bemoaned the fact that inflation was hurting the economy. Wage inflation. Along with that eternal problem, productivity. Or rather, lack of. That impediment to their equally eternal desire to solve the problems of slow wage growth that so disturb them. And great retailer, Worst Farmers Chief Exploit Humans Resources Officer said evil unions were seeking as much as a crippling 4% increase in bargaining negotiations, when we're showing the restraint evil unions and workers lack by restricting our price increases to, in some cases, as little as 10 to 12%. Presumably per week, meaning poor worse farmers, indeed all caring employers, will be forced to string out bargaining endlessly while, need we say this, negotiating in good faith. And bargaining could be concluded quickly if only the evil unions and workers didn't want things. For worse farmers, it could get worse. That bloody retail and fast food workers union might get involved and claim sacrilegiously that wages should at least match inflation. And all caring employers, led again by bloody huge profits and worse farmers, further bemoan the socialist threat that workers doing the same job should receive the same remuneration. Same job, same pay for labour hire workers, for instance. Bloody huge profits declaring having to pay workers would disrupt its business. And worse farmers expressed major concerns that legislation on casual workers could prevent workers and caring employers from maintaining flexible work arrangements. There's that word again. Flexibility is right up there with productivity in caring employers' lexicon for making life so much better for the workers they so care about. They all agreed there needed to be some genuine consultation with business about all these matters. And with unions, we asked. When they recovered, they pointed out they had held their workforce summit quite successfully without evil union interruption, so no. Consultation is also in their lexicon. They didn't consult us on tax changes that affect the taxes we don't pay, they complain regularly. Despite all that, good news for workers, though. At the end of the day, the caring business class concluded their workforce summit had done a good job at representing the workforce. It's not often, in fact, it just doesn't happen, that the caring business class get a laugh out of the week that was. To be honest, I suspect no one does unless she, he appreciates bad, bad jokes. But this week, the Nab Your Money Bank Supremo, Ross McScrewen Customers, in announcing record profits yet again, said rising interest rates were good for the banks. Then Ross, we mused, why not take a bit less yourself and give a bit of the windfall to your customers? Well, what a reaction. I've never seen a man laugh so much. He fell to the ground, grasping his belly, rolling and rolling and rolling with uncontrollable laughter. Loud guffaw after loud guffaw. I followed up. Was that a yes or a no, Ross? He was unable to answer, just guffaw. So I thought it wiser not to ask him why it was also good that banks did not apply the higher rates they charge to the interest rates they don't pay depositors. However, the which bank, which used to be our bank, Supremo Matt coming for your money, helped us a bit with, we have to be competitive and we have to strike the right balance across a range of products. Whatever that meant. I said he was only helping us a bit. Our Indigenous comrades launched the Voice campaign Thursday, and as if to celebrate the occasion, a voice, sounding, I must admit, somewhat slow-witted, could be heard in the background. Detail! You know, like, detail! Oh, are you Constable Duffer? I, you know, think so. What do you mean, you think so? I think so, I'm pretty certain. I'll just check. Susan! He called to Deputy Caring Business Class Party Supremo Susan Lees and Dregs. Am I Constable like Duffer? Yes, I keep telling you, Peter, yes. Thought so, yes, like. And here, the newly launched campaign handed him a file, are the answers to your 15 queries. Detail, like you know, I, you know, need more like detail. But the Troubler Wazzy people need, you know, like detail. But it's all there. I will not, you know, have my campaign for, like, detail derailed by, you know, like, detail. Sponsorship quite properly derailed at the Adelaide Festival, which has shown its true anti-Semitic colours by inviting two Palestinian non-people writers to speak, views which must never be heard, and thanks to the vigilance of and pressure of the Troubler Wazzy Zionist lobby, a major sponsor has withdrawn. Palestinian writers, non-people, anti-Semitic. Although, but hang on, that means they're anti themselves, because they are Semitic. Wrong, the Zionist lobby corrected us. They are landless non-people, and therefore, being non-people, they can't be Semitic. And even if they were, which they're not, they would criticize Zion, and any criticism of Zion is anti-Semitic. Meanwhile, lots of non-people were massacred as Zion-trained killers attacked them in the non-land to which they were banished, when Zion stole their country, rendering them landless. Yes, you talk about terrorists, you obviously mean these sinister personal arsenals of trained killers invading, terrifying, slaughtering and destroying these people's, sorry, non-people's property. As non-people, they have no right to property. No, the non-people are the terrorists. Those trained killers represent peace, liberty, freedom, and democracy. Interesting, yesterday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review devoted 6 pages to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and not even a word, not a mention of Zion invading and massacring the innocent. That presumably would be anti-Semitic. Question. What does singer Della Reese and former Socialist Party MP Theo Leoponis have in common? Answer. Bet you got it. What a difference a day makes. Della's big hit. And Wednesday, Thursday, Leoponis discovered just how spot on that is. Wednesday morning's Lord Rupert of Wapping's Inn, for which he is a regular deep-thinking political observer, Theo yet again pushed his True Blue Aussie must-go nuclear to save the planet push. As a lobbyist, we wonder who his clients... No, we won't go there. Indeed, he asserted, nuclear power will come to True Blue Aussie. Then Thursday, poor Theo was in the news pages, nailed by the State Anti-Corruption Authority for misusing his position on the Metropolitan Planning Authority to lobby for a $31 million development, the developer pouring money into Theo's MP daughter's political campaign. Poor Theo also forced to resign from the state trustees, presumably for diminishing trust in his independence in Theo, although some cruel souls might say it couldn't diminish any further. We could suggest it couldn't happen to a nicer. Except here's Paul Leoponis trying to save the world. The inevitable nuclear energy will, in his words, help us to save the planet's climate. See? All altruistic, selfless, and giving us a choice. What will get the planet first, the climate or the radioactive waste? In a major shopping strip, noticed almost every business had the rainbow colours up, showing on World Pride Day how the caring business class just loves gays. Presumably as long as they've got plenty of money. And as so many AFL women footballers are proud of their sexual preferences, we still await the first AFL male footballer to share their pride. Finally, tribute to one of, if not, the greatest defender of the battlers, daily bemoaning the struggles against cost of living increases, sensible advice on how to reduce those costs, denouncing the greedy who continue to inflate inflation. Yes, the workers' friend, Lord Rupert of Wapping, particularly through his tabloid media, including P1 yesterday, socialist sticky fingers, your money is our honey. The poor attacked yet again by a rapacious government, compounding price rises by greedy capitalists. Then turn the page, P2. Lord Rupert announcing as of Monday, the price for his products will increase by 12%. Must be the labour costs of the lazy avaricious workers ripping him off. Owen P8 headline, greedy businesses driving inflation. Nothing but consistent, Lord Rupert. Shame, socialists. Shame, greedy capitalists. Shame, lazy avaricious ripping off workers. Brave Lord Rupert. Bravo, Lord Rupert. I was going to say viva, Lord Rupert, but at his age, with a new girlfriend, that's touch and go, which I'll do. Good morning.